This week is National Road Safety Week. If you see a couple of buildings across the coast lit up in yellow, the Burnie Maker Centre in Burnie, the Papermaker Centre, and also the Devonport Goliath Silos on Formby Road, they'll be lit up in yellow this week. It's just to remind us all that it is National Road Safety Week. There's a theme for each day of the week. And, of course, we all know the importance of road safety. The statistics aren't getting all that much better than what they've been for quite a few years, and we need to get those numbers down. The Manager for Road Safety at the Department of State Growth is Craig Howie, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Craig.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, more than welcome. Thanks for your time. 1,200 people in Australia lost their lives last year in road crashes, and 39,000 people are seriously injured. It's a national problem, isn't it, really?
Yes, look... Those numbers are too high. They've been high for the last few years, and tragically in Tasmania that translates to something like 35 people being killed on our roads every year, and upwards of 270 people seriously injured. And seriously injured can be a lifelong injury that, physical or, head injuries and things like that, which devastating for the family and the person involved.
Yeah, acquired brain injuries is what we're talking about there, and amputations and severe fractures, and people may have a limp for the rest of their life. So it is life-changing. And what we've seen in the last couple of years is that it hasn't really got any better. And even last year with the pandemic, when we were locked down for a fair bit of it and there was nowhere near as much traffic on the road, we still somehow managed to have the same number of deaths. So it's a real problem, and it needs to be turned around.
Yes, it's progress has been, great progress has been made since the 1970s through the 80s and 90s, and just those last few years it has plateaued, and it is troubling for road safety people like myself. Clearly the government, through building safer roads, and we're all driving, generally driving safer cars, some great improvements are there, but the numbers are stagnating at the moment, which is a real concern for us who are trying to do something very positive about it, and also for the community in general. As we said, death and serious injury, we're trying to avoid that on our roads.
The theme for this year is Drive So Others Survive, and in this way you're really putting the pressure and the focus on each of us to not just think about ourselves, but to think about other road users.
Yeah, most definitely, Martin. Road safety is a shared responsibility. Governments and people like myself have got a real role, but everyone as road users, look out for one another, drive to the conditions, drive to the road rules, being aware of the road rules, driving in within the speed limits and below, not drinking and driving, and you're certainly not using your mobile phone. All ways in which we can make a safer road system.
One of the things you're asking people to do this year is actually go to the roadsafetyweek.com.au website and actually take an online pledge to say that they're going to consciously change their driving habits or keep their driving habits in check.
Yeah, look, that's a great way of people just demonstrating their support for road safety and taking, a sincere interest, is actually pledging to make sure you drive as safe as possible and be aware of the dangers on our road. So, yeah, we encourage people to do that. Also, really importantly, just get involved through wearing a ribbon, talking to your family and friends about road safety, getting involved on the Northwest Coast. We've got the Road Safety sponsoring the Northwest Football Club League this year, and through the Real Mates under-18s, and the Premier game this week at La Trobe, between La Trobe and Penguin is... a tribute to Road Safety Week, and so I'd encourage people to come along to the game. I'll be there and look forward to the ground lit up in yellow.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the players will probably have yellow armbands or something like that. And you mentioned...
Yeah, we've certainly got some themed socks going on there this year, so that's
good,
yeah.
It'll be obvious when people come to the ground and they see the players in yellow socks, they go, Road Safety Week. You mentioned yellow ribbons. Now, people can actually get those from Service Tasmania, and there's no cost. It's just, again, to prompt people to, when they see the yellow, to think about it.
Yeah, that's correct. But look, just that understanding, commitment towards road safety, and demonstrate that through wearing a ribbon would be much appreciated. But, lighting up the buildings is also a public demonstration, an awareness building of the importance of road safety, and which can, I imagine people see it as things as road safety affecting other people, but it can easily affect any one of us. We're all road users, and and exposed to the issue of crashes.
There's a different theme for each day of the week. Today the theme is protecting every life. Tomorrow it's take the pledge. Wednesday it's move over, slow down. On Thursday, save lives. Friday, regional communities count. And I'm not sure the percentage of our fatals that are on rural and regional roads, but it's probably higher than it should be, I reckon, Craig.
Yes, most definitely. Look, tragically, rural roads are overrepresented in particularly in our fatals. So we have runoff road and head-ons that dominate some of the road crashes on our rural roads. So be mindful, we're at a high speed, and while we're improving roads, it's important that people try to keep to the speed limit and don't drink and drive, and certainly keep off the mobile phones.
On Saturday, the theme is share the road, and that's giving cyclists and motorcyclists the space they need. On Sunday, arrive home safe. And I know I've spoken to Gary Bailey when he was the chairman of the Road Safety Advisory Council on a number of issues over the years, but the one thing that always we keep coming back to in that giving space one is that motorcyclists are also overrepresented in fatal statistics and serious crashes in Tasmania as well. And because I'm a motorcyclist, that concerns me a lot.
Yes, it is troubling, Martin. Look, I ride a motorcycle as well, and very aware of the added dangers that riders are faced with. Look, we are very interested in improving the roads for motorcyclists. There's some infrastructure treatments going in. We're very keen to work with interstate motorcyclists by the Spirit of Tasmania and that general motorcycling community, and also other road users. Just being aware, motorcyclists are vulnerable, same cyclists, in the event of a crash, they don't have the protection of a car around them. So being aware, looking out, being mindful that motorcyclists might be following or in vicinity. So just added awareness is really important.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Craig. When I go for a decent ride, I'm exhausted when I get to it, when I get back home, because you have to really concentrate hard when you're on a bike, and you've got to think for other drivers as well as yourself. So hopefully those numbers will come down. This week is National Road Safety Week. Every week should be Road Safety Week, Craig. But thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate giving you some time. Thank you.